Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Something that you're praying for a miracle this morning, listen, he's the one that can do it for you. So we're going to go with our program, and if you have any doubt, God is a way maker. He will find a way, and he knows the way, and he is the way. All right, this morning we're going to go ahead with our welcome and purpose this morning. We welcome all of you all, but we're going to go ahead with our official welcome and purpose by Principal LeBron. Good morning, Ms. LeBron.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone listening. I welcome you into this program. You know, I was listening to that song, You Are Here. You know, God is always with us. You know, he's with us when we wake up in the morning. He's with us throughout the day. And if we sometimes just wrap our lives around this promise that he is always here and he never leaves us, we will just view his awareness of him being here every single moment of the day. You know, we will actually include him in everything that we do and say. And he's here. You know, I love to take the time to just sit with God, like in the mornings or something like that, and even throughout the day, just talk with him, you know, throughout the day and realize that, you know, he's conscious of, you know, of what I'm going through. You know, he says that in his word. In Psalms 139, it says, oh, to me, oh, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you completely know it, oh, Lord. So God knows us. And the fact that you have woken up this morning and you're here in the presence of God, it says that you want to be closer to him. So also, you know, you can still, there's still time to go ahead and text someone, say, hey, come on this prayer line, come on this program, so that we can realize, so that we can bask into God's presence this morning. So I welcome each and every one of you, and I hope that this is a miracle day this morning. And our theme is, does God give you gifts or talents for his purpose? And we have a word from God that is coming to us, you know, from our speaker this morning. We have various testimonies that will be said this morning. We have all these things that is here to lift you up, to edify you, to bring you to the next level with God. Once again, I say welcome, each and every one of you.
Awesome, awesome, excellent. Thank you so much for that, Principal LeBron. This time we're going to go ahead with our opening prayer this morning. We're going to bring in Brother Foote. Brother Foote, are you there? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sisters and
brothers.
Yes,
good morning, Brother Foote. We're going to ask that you, if you're there also, and we can hear you, we can, if you'll stick around for the benediction if you have a moment. Would that work for you?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. All right, with our opening prayer, thank you so much.
Yeah, if you could meet with me, brethren, just pray. Heavenly Father, we give us thanks for bringing us safely through the night, letting our eyes see a new day. We thank you, Lord, today is a beautiful, blessed, holy day, Sabbath, at rest. Simple because you made it as we raise our hands in praises and worship this morning by your love, your mercy upon us. We give you thanks to supply our every need for the blessing abundant. Healing, we can't tell enough. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have bestowed upon your children. Lord, we now ask for your protection upon each and every one of us, this and every day. Lord, we thank you for each and every one hearing up my voice this morning. As we come in one, you will still praise and to lift up your name on the old day Sabbath of rest, Lord. But search us. Remove anything unlikely from us this morning. That's our prayer will come to your son, Jesus Christ, Mr. Sweet Essence, to your throne room. And the blessing that we come seek, you will grant it unto us. It is our desire, our prayer, in the loving, wonderful, and precious name. Your name is worthy of our praises. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that. Wonderful opening prayer. This time we're going to also do a little housekeeping. That if you're on the line and you're not scheduled to be on the program at the time, if you'd be so kind to mute your phones, that way it does not interfere with our programming. If you mute your phones when you're not scheduled to be on program, and then you'll look when we call your name. We'll have our scripture and interpretation by Sister Kim Lee Wong. I don't see her in IQ. Sister Kim Lee Wong, if you're there and I'm missing you, please go ahead and speak up at this time. Sister Kim Lee Wong, are you there? All right. Apparently, Sister Kim Lee Wong is not with us. Press 1 on your dial if you are. We don't have you in the queue. All right. We're going to move right along with our program. The scripture reading this morning, which will be followed by special music by Sister Jasmine. And Sister Jasmine, are you online? All right, I don't see Sister Jasmine as well, so maybe someone could reach out to her if you'd be so kind. Let's go ahead with the scripture which supports our theme this morning. Let's go ahead with our scripture that does support our theme. Our scripture reading will come from James 1:17. Our theme this morning, as Principal LeBron has said, does God give us gifts and talents for his purpose? James 1:17 tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So I interpret that scripture as not only every good gift, but every perfect gift comes from God. He gives us so many gifts, and we can look at the as life as a gift. As Principal LeBron said, every morning that we wake up, it's a brand new day. Every day is a brand new day because it's a gift from God. Our lives, as we wake up, it's a brand new day. It's a gift from God to awaken us up this morning and every morning that he wakes us up. And these gifts come from above. And our gifts and our talents is the same. God gives every one of us gifts, and he gives every one of us talents. Now the question is, it becomes whether or not we're to use these gifts for his purpose. We're to use his gifts and talents for his purpose. That's the question that we'll be presenting today, and we're going to also do a follow-up on that on one of my upcoming shows, so you do not want to miss that. So just keep in mind when you wonder, how is it that this child of mine has a gift to sing when I can't even sing and the mother can't even sing, but this child has that gift? Where did it come from? Is it transcended from the grandparents or someone? Well, I believe that God gives anyone gifts and talents that he chooses to give, even if the parents are not singers, that child can sing. And, you know, I have a lady that has a beautiful voice. We attended the same church, And unfortunately, she's always said to me, don't ever ask me to sing. Don't ask me to sing. I don't care to sing. And I didn't understand that. She's always saying, don't ever ask me to sing. Don't ever ask me to sing. But it's almost like you're suppressing the gift that God gave you. And then, you know, unfortunately for her, she's not using that gift or that talent. And it is sad to say, it is very sad to say that, you know, you got a question. If God is giving you this gift and this talent, which I believe all good gifts and all perfect gifts come from him, then is it possible you can lose that gift? Or so many other things come around to you until it's just not working out. And I can share with you all, you don't know her, and I'm certainly not giving a name, but life is in complete chaos and turmoil for this lady. And she wonders what is always happening. For the past 20 years that I've been associated with her, it's been a great turmoil in her life. She's saying, don't ask me to sing. And she has attitude with it. Like she doesn't want anybody to bother her. Don't ask me to sing. She only wants to sing and use her talent and her purpose when it's convenient for her, when it's going to highlight her before a mass number of people. So, you know, so be careful out there with, be mindful, I should say. When God is giving you a gift or a talent for his purpose and you're suppressing that, then windows and doors could be certainly closed, that God has closed for you, because we are created for his purpose, for his purpose, and our gifts and talents are no different. All right, Sister Jasmine, if you're online, go ahead and acknowledge your presence, please, Sister Jasmine.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Can you hear me?
We can now. Thank you very much for that. All right, so we're going to mute everybody else, and those of you all that are in control of your phones, we're going to ask that you mute as well so that it doesn't interfere. We're going to be blessed now with special music from Sister Jasmine. I just love her singing. Sister Jasmine.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions may fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, brand new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold weakness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Lord, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, brand new mercies I see. All I have ever needed, your hands have always provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today, and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings, oh mine, with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, great is your faithfulness. Every time I wake up in the morning, your brand new mercies I see. All I have ever needed, your hands have always provided. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, on to
amen. Thank you so very much, Sister Shannon, for that special rendition and music. That happens to be my favorite song. And I know that we talked about that recently. And you can do that song for me anytime, anytime. So thank you for blessing my heart, and I'm sure the hearts of many of those that are on the line this morning with "Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee." Thank you. Thank you. All right, so now we're going to prepare at this time for our focus point. Should we use our gifts and talents to manifest God's purpose? It's a little different from the theme that Miss Elisa Drakeford will be bringing us the message this morning, but right now, we're going to have a focal point by Sister Yvonne Evans, who will speak to the question of, should we use our gifts and talents to manifest, that's the key word here, to manifest God's purpose. And then Sister Lisa Drakeford will be bringing us the message on, should we use our gifts and talents for God's purpose. All right, good morning. We want to say good morning to Sister Evans. Good morning, Sister Evans. Welcome to today's programming.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and good morning to everyone that are on this morning and listening. We just want to say a very happy Sabbath to one and all. And as we go into the exploring the gift and the talents that God gave us this morning, I just read a short version of what I came up with. Father God, this morning I pray that all that are listening will recognize the use of their gift and their talent as I go through this little section this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It says here, God's purpose for your gifts and talent is for you to manifest his glory on earth. He reminds us in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit little. The expectation of God for giving us spiritual gifts and natural talents is to profit little as individuals and as a church. He wants us to bear fruits of souls, getting men saved and established in him. Any spiritual gifts or natural ability that you possess or that one possess or manifest which does not profit God and humanity is for no value to God. The Holy Spirit manifests his almighty power in us through the special abilities he gives to us, which are the spiritual and natural gifts that he has deposits in us. The manifestation of these gifts shows what God can do in us and through us. Therefore, the gifts cannot be effective without the influence or support of the Holy Spirit, who is the giver. God wants you to use your gift and talents, no matter how little or insignificant you think it is. Even though all our gifts and talents are important to God because he has given them to us according to our abilities, which he knows we will be able to profit with. You do not need to envy other persons' gifts and talents. Instead, thank God for the grace he has given to you. Find ways on how to develop them and to make good use of them. The purpose for your gifts and talents: one, to be a blessing. God has blessed you with your gifts so that you can bless humanity, and he is happy when you make use of your gifts and talents. You are born to solve specific life problems and to make the world a better place for all to live in. God does not want you to be miserable or a problem to humanity. He wants you to be a problem solver. Those gifts and talents in you are to solve human problems, no matter how little it might look. You are to impact your world. You don't need to start by touring the world, but you can start from your home. Share God's love in your neighborhood, among your friends, church, and the community. God wants you to put a smile on someone's face. Number two, to live a fulfilled life. One of the ways God wants us to live a fulfilled life is when you make use of the gifts and talents that he has embedded in us. God has a plan which he wants to achieve through you, and this is the reason for bringing you into the world. However, God has given you all that is needed to achieve his plan through the gifts and talents given to you. These gifts and talents are heaven's resources for achieving a divine project. Therefore, you will to make use of your gifts. You will experience the joy of a fulfilled life when you allow God to achieve his purpose through you. Last, to live a purposeful life. God does not want us to live in a lack of or poverty. His will is for us to prosper. And one of the ways in which this can be achieved is by using the gifts and talents. As Proverbs 18, verse 16 says, a man's gifts opens door for him and brings him before great men. You can become prosperous with your gifts easily and faster than your profession. Here ended just a small little reading about the gifts and the talent that we have. And we are reminded that God gave five, he gave ten, he gave five, and he gave one. And the one with the ten, what did he do? He multiplied it. The one with the five multiplied it. But the one with the one, what did he do? He went and he buried that talent that God gave him. So we are just being encouraged that no matter how small our gifts are, it's a gift from God for us to use to help humanity. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that beautiful word this morning on should we use our gifts and talents to manifest God's purpose. Thank you for enlightening our hearts, Sister Evans, with that. I want to make a correction. I believe I may have flawed this morning by thanking Sister Shannon for singing, and that was Sister Jasmine. Sister Jasmine, are you there? I certainly do apologize if I said that. Okay, for Sister Jasmine, I want to make certain that we give the proper credit where it's due. Sister Jasmine is the one that sang Great is Thy Faithfulness, and brought us that beautiful rendition. Sister Jasmine, thank you so very much for that. All right, so we're going to continue with our program, and I just want to share with you all this morning, we are supposed to have an early morning testimony, but I want to share with you all, I think it's only fair, because hundreds of people around the globe were praying for me for my exam. For the bar exam to become an attorney. And this, of course, was my fourth attempt, at it. So the results were scheduled to come out November 1st, which would have been, I think, sometime next week, next Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking at the calendar now. Yeah, they were scheduled to come out November 1st, but rumors had circulated around D.C. that they were going to be out last week. So, in fact, last Monday, not this past Monday, but the week before that. So the D.C. doesn't often give you that information. It doesn't often give you that information, you know, that's not accurate. They're usually pretty much on time with whatever they're saying that they're going to do. So, but by the end of the week, it didn't come out on Monday. Instead, it came out on Friday around 7 p.m., and I'm sharing this with you all because I think it's many of you all have been with me along this journey by praying, I mean, without ceasing for me to pass that exam, especially that was my fourth attempt. Well, I'm here to share with all of you all, as disappointing as it may sound, and it certainly was a heart wrencher for me, my fourth attempt was unsuccessful. It was unsuccessful, and of course, it took me into somewhat of a state of mind of why, God, with all the prayers. And I still don't necessarily have the answer as to the why, But I do know who's in charge, and that's God. And so it's very difficult now because D.C. will not allow me to take it again. It's not an embarrassing thing for me because I still have faith and trust in God. I mean, the first two or three days, my kids knew, and they all sent me their thoughts and encouraged me to keep the faith. And many of you all did as well. I want to especially thank Sister Lewis, who wouldn't leave me alone. And I say that with all love. And she invited me to her prayer line last week. And Sister Evans, I want to also especially thank her. It was the prayer line that Sister Evans conducts. And they had me on there, and they had a special session for me after their session was over. And ladies, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you all for the multitude of blessings and prayers that you all have extended my way. And it really lifted my spirits because I reached out to some of the other bar candidates that and nobody wanted to talk. The ones who did not pass, no one wanted to talk. And Sister Lewis, thank you for your love by not giving up on me and pressing through and bugging me and harassing me. And I say that with love in a good way because you certainly, your thoughts and meditations and prayers lifted my spirit and Sister Evans and Sister Lewis. And that's what we need. We need to encourage each other. When somebody is down, don't let them go through that by themselves because that was devastating news. I mean, we're talking about thousands of dollars have been spent, and it's not so much even the money, it's just the time. You know, the travels to D.C. and the studying for months and days and giving up almost your life to go after this thing. So I don't know why God didn't allow me to pass, but I'm going to continue to trust him. And thanks to these ladies I do and others, I do feel a whole lot better. And that's to have not passed that test doesn't mean, in my opinion, and I want to thank those of you all who helped me to rephrase how I say this. Instead of saying I failed the test, I'm just saying they've taught me now just to say I didn't pass that test. But to not pass that test doesn't mean in God's world that I failed. It doesn't mean that I failed. So I think, I believe it was our speaker today who and others who reminded me, you didn't fail, you just didn't pass that test. But there are other tests for you that God has in mind and in store for you. And even Ms. LeBron was ministering to me this morning. So I just wanted to take that opportunity to share that with you all because you have been on this plight and this journey with me. And I thank you for your love. I thank you for your support. And I just want you to know, I am encouraged. And listen, whatever obstacles you all are going through in your life, it may be a test that you thought that you passed, and I certainly thought I passed that test with flying colors. But it may be certain things that you're going through in your life. You may feel down like I did. I was like, I looked like a hermit for 3 days because it was like I didn't really want to talk. I didn't want to shave. I didn't want to do anything. I wouldn't even look at myself in the mirror. But because of you all faithfulness and you're encouraging me, I do kind of look like somebody now because that during those 3 days when I found out, it's like I wouldn't even look in the mirror. So I wouldn't even go outside. So whatever your challenge is, don't give up on yourself, and by all means, don't ever give up on God because he always knows what's best, and the scripture tells us all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And I'm trusting him. I'm trusting him, and if it be his will, I will go after it. I got to find another jurisdiction that will allow me to take it this time. All right, so I've said enough. We're going to go ahead at this time and welcome this lady who can come up with a poem at the spur of a moment. She's going to give us a testimony. This is Poet Rosette. Will be bringing us a lovely testimony. Good morning, Poet Rosette.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. And So good to be here. And, you know, just want to encourage you, like you said, to keep trusting that, you know, in God's timing, he will work everything out for his glory. I know recently I was on a vacation in Canada for a wedding, and I got a message the Saturday of the wedding about doing a poem for a call. The person wanted me to do one of my poems for call to worship for a 100 Women in Pink Day. And so this was one of the regional women's ministry leaders. And so I looked at it and I responded to her asking her the theme. And then I started thinking in my mind, you know, if I had a poem related to that or close to it. And then, you know, it's like something said, you know, pray about it, you know, because I need to know that, you know, God really wants me to do things at times. And so because I was saying in my mind, I don't want it to be where I'm on vacation and I don't end up having enough time to write something. And it's, you know, it's not, you know, what God, you know, it's not the best that it could be. So I prayed about it. In the meantime, she sent me a message if I was going to be back. And so I prayed about it, and that was Saturday. And Monday morning, after everything had kind of settled down from the wedding and traveling around some, God woke me up Monday morning, and I started to get parts of the poem. And so that was my cue that God was saying, yes, I want you to do this. And so I got my phone, and I was writing out, you know, some of the words and thoughts that I was getting. And so later on, I sent her a message telling her, you know, I'll be back near the middle of the week. So, yes, if you still need someone, I will be willing to do it. And so she said, oh, yes, I still need you to do it. And so on Sabbath, I went and, you know, I felt like I was there to share, but I mean, I was encouraged, you know, just being there. It was such a blessing to me. So this is the poem that the Lord gave me for the occasion. We have gathered to worship our Lord, dressed in pink and on one accord. Sisters in Christ, we are here to give God the glory. Every woman in pink has a unique story. We are entering God's house with thanksgiving, praising him because we are breathing and living. Even though the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy, Christ came to earth, lived, died, and resurrected so we could have joy. I have lived through my trial, survivor. This word is sweeter than any Godiva. The blood of Jesus assures I will live and not die. This is a promise to me if Christ I do not deny. Teach us to put on the whole armor so that we will be able to fight against the wiles of the devil every day. Heavenly Father, we love you, adore you, and want to live for you daily, come what may. My fight story is about preserving my whole health. While I live on this earth, it's my spiritual and physical wealth. My fight story is about holding my peace. Any unforgiveness and things of the flesh I release. My fight story is about growing a character like Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for paying my sins high price, choosing faith in Christ over all worry and fear. We are daughters of a loving God who cares. Bless this Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Holy Spirit, guide and direct what we do and say. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, Port Rebecca.
Yeah, so you're welcome. So I want to encourage all of you who are fighting this battle just know that the little C, cancer, has to bow to the big C, Christ. Jesus' blood paid the ultimate price and sacrifice.
Okay. Thank you so very much once again for that ministry and poetry. Thank you for blessing our hearts this morning with that. This time we're going to get ready, prepare for, our first miracle prayer this morning, which will be brought to us this morning by Sister Shannon Bright, who will bless our hearts, who's often blessed our hearts with her prayer ministry. So we're going to unmute the lines. If you have a special prayer request, Sister Shannon Bright, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, good doctor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. All right, so she's bright and cheerful.
Wait,
as her name.
Before you go on, Brother Jesse, I'll take that credit for that beautiful song. In heaven, we'll all be able to sing like that, but I'll take that credit for that beautiful song from that beautiful lady.
All right, excellent, excellent. But we do have to get credit where it's due. And, you know, as I listened to her music and ministry, Sister Jasmine, it was as she sang before recently, and I think I may have asked her if she could sing that song anytime because that is my favorite song, and I think I heard her sing it on that on Sister Evans' prayer line, prayer ministry, and my heart was so blessed because he is faithful, and so thank you for that. So this morning, Sister Shannon will be taking down the names. Give her your name. Please give it. Speak clearly, slowly, if you would be so kind. Give her your name and your prayer request. Even if it's unspoken, just give her an unspoken request. If you're interceding for someone, by all means, give her that as well, that you'd like to pray for someone. And be specific. Because I'm finding that God he deals with us even in things that are specific and, you know, asking what you want. So, Sister Shannon, I'm going to come to the throne of mercy and grace this morning and pray that he will open up a jurisdiction this week that will allow me to take that exam again, you know, or either Washington will grant me extenuating circumstances. So that's my prayer, that I can take a bar exam again without limitation. So that's my special prayer request this morning, you all. And I'm not trying to make it about me, but I just have come too far to give up, and I trust God, and I can't wait to write the book about this. Okay, so that's my prayer request. We're opening up the lines now. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sister Bright. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning, my sister.
Okay, this is Sister Jasmine. I am so glad you can hear me because I've been having a little trouble. When I pressed one, it was like, Dr. Jesse didn't hear me at all. So I'm glad you're hearing me. I need prayer. Please pray for my family. Pray for me and my husband and my mom and my entire family that God will work in and through us. And my son, Xavier, that he'll come back to the house of the Lord, and that God will bring healing to my body and deliverance for our family. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning. Just asking your prayer for the Foot family. Just need a closer walk with the Lord and, you know, to be obedient to his word. And to be saved in his kingdom with my family.
My brother, and that was the Foot family. Foot, F-O-O-T family?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. This is Sister Lewis. Please offer a word of prayer.
Grandma Lewis, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now.
Yes, that we will be drawn closer to Jesus and to one another. And not only the Lewis family, but the James family, the James clan. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Sister Shelley Johnson. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, my sister.
Yeah, this is Sister Shelley Johnson. I would like us to remember in prayers the people in Florida, still on the construction, and that's a long way. Also, my family, Johnson and Billings and Gomes. Salvation, everyone to return to the path that they already know. Then I also have a co-worker who was diagnosed with breast cancer last week. And I'm trying to counsel her diet-wise of some changes she can make. So,
can I get her first name?
O-L-E-T-H-A, Olita. Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Perhaps we'll go with that. We have two more prayer warriors as well.
Okay. Get down on my knees. Oh, Father God, Lord God, you are the God of heaven and earth. There is none above you. And there will be none after you. Lord, you said in your word, you're the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. So everything begins with you and everything ends with you. Lord, I ask that you forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, that my prayers will be worthy to go higher than the ceiling of this room that I kneel before you in. God, you said where two or more gathered, Lord, that you would be there. Lord, and as I listen to the sister say this morning, we need to be aware that you are always there, God. And, Lord, we are so thankful for that, because in this life, people will not always be here, but, God, you will. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, I lift up my brother, Dr. Jesse, Lord. You hear his request, Lord. You know his heart. You know the number of hairs on his head. You know his heart's desire, Lord. God, so we're just asking that you be God, Lord. Lord, you know what we need, God. We know what we want, but you know what we need. So, Lord, if there's a chance that he could take this bar exam again, Lord, we know that he's going to give you all the glory and all the praise, because that will be a miracle testimony. And, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. But, Lord, above all things, I ask that my brother's eyes and ears are open to hear your will and your way. And that goes for all of us, Lord. May our eyes not be dimmed and our senses and hearing not be dull when it comes to the word of the Holy Spirit that you give us, Lord. And above all things, I'm going to pray what I pray for myself, Lord. Just make it plain, Jesus. If you would, just make it plain. Lord, I lift up Sister Jasmine, Lord. I lift up Sister Jasmine's spouse, Lord. I lift up her son, Xavier, Lord. I lift up her entire family. She asked for healing and deliverance, God. Lord, the things that we're praying this morning, we're praying things that are within your will. Because, Lord, you said that you wish that we prosper, be in good health. You said that we should bring our cares to you. You said anything that concerns us concern you. So, Lord, we trust you that your word is true, because if you said it, Lord, you can never tell a lie. Lord, I lift up the Foot family, Lord, that my brother asked for a closer walk with you and to be saved. Lord, that is the prayer request for all of us on this line, Lord. We don't want to live in hell and die and go to hell, Lord. So, Lord,
help us, God, for we cannot help ourselves because we want to be saved. Lord, I lift up Grandma Lewis and the Lewis family, and I also lift up the James family this morning, Lord. Lord, my Grandma Lewis is also praying. We're all touching the green for the same thing, for a closer walk with you. Lord, just a closer walk with you, as the song says, Lord. Just help us because we want to be close. We want to hear your voice, Lord. And above all things, we want to be saved, Lord. We know that Satan wants to be rough with your children, Lord. But, Lord, we ask that you just lift up a standard against him as far as the attacks, any attacks on our children, on our family, on our spouses, on our finances, Lord. Lord, we ask just for protection, Lord, that you lift up a standard against that. Lord, I lift up Sister Shelley, Lord. We're lifting up all of the residents in Florida that have lost, Lord. Oftentimes when these things when it's happening and when it's on the news and when it's in the forefront, it's all on our minds. But when the news goes away, often we forget that people are still suffering from these storms and earthquakes and wars and rumors of wars and all these things that are going on, Lord. But, Lord, help us to always be reminded. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that constantly reminds us and pricks our heart that we have hearts of flesh to pray for others, Lord. Lord, I lift up the Johnson and the Billings family, Lord. And, Lord, I ask that you just continue to be with that family as well, Lord. Lord, just continue to cover all of our families, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Lord, I lift up my pink sister, and I say my pink sister because I'm also a breast cancer survivor, Sister Othea, Lord. God, I can say I know how she's feeling when she got that diagnosis, Lord. You feel like your life is over. But, Lord, the cancer, the C word has nothing, it has no power over you, God. So, Lord, I lift up Sister Othea, Lord. I ask that she hear your voice, Lord. I claim that she shall live and not die, thus saith the word, Lord, and just give her everything she needs. And I pray that she listens to my sister's advice as far as the eating, and, Lord, that you send a village of people to surround her, love her, and support her. And, God, anything I have not asked, Lord, I'm so thankful that you forget nothing, Lord. And most of all, I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit that intercedes on my behalf. Anything that I have said, you, the Holy Spirit, will make it right. And, Lord, we just thank you for my permanent prayer partner, the Holy Spirit. We love you, we honor you, we praise you, and God, you are good, and your mercy endure forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you, Sister Shannon Bright, for that. As we continue with our program, time is vastly escaping us, and we certainly want to give the Speaker of the Hour due diligence to present the word for us this morning. This time we're going to go ahead with our testimony, a very brief testimony by Principal LeBron. Principal LeBron.
Good morning, everyone. You know, God is in everything. You know, he's with us for, you know, and he hears us. And it's just amazing. Like this week, I was rushing one morning, and by mistake, I locked my room door out, and I'd forgotten about it, you know, throughout the day, just to call to have somebody unlock it, and it was evening, and then, you know, I called my husband. I said, you know, I need help. You know, I locked myself out of my room, and he said, well, you know, you have to get a hanger or something, and you know, I was trying to do it, and it wouldn't unlock. And I said, wow, most of my things are in my room. I have a guest room. I have, you know, my son's room. But it's just a lot, you know, my clothes, my, you know, everything is there. And then so, and I needed to go to work that next morning. And so, you know, I slept in the guest room, and the next morning I got up, you know, and I said, you know what? I called my husband, I was calling other people, was just trying to get it open. But I didn't call on God. I didn't ask God. And God is in every little details of our lives. And so, you know, I went on my knees and I prayed and I said, Lord, I said, you know that corner where my chair is in our room. That's a place where I spend time with you, and my Bible, everything is there, and I can't even get to, and I really want to. Although, you know, I could pray anywhere, but, you know, where I have all my books and everything that I pray. And I said, Lord, you can open the door for me. You know, I don't need anybody else. I'm sorry, I didn't even ask you at first. And then, you know, there was a box pin that was on a counter, and I just went and got it, and it opened. It just opened right away. So it's just, it was a reminder that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we go through things and we frantically run around and, you know, call others, but call on God. Reminding me just to call on God. He's the only one that can answer that prayer for us. He's the only one that he's there with us in every circumstance and everything that we go through, you know. And, you know, I use that concept, like, even throughout the day, I'm at the school. Any decision I have to make, I call on him and see, you know, which way to go, which direction, and thank him every day, you know. So I just, you know, wanted to give that testimony. I hope that's a blessing for someone to remind you that God is always with us.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So we're so glad that it goes to show that God can open doors when a hanger won't do the job. So thank you so much, Sister Principal LeBron, for blessing us with that. That even in that message is hope, that God can open the door when nobody else can open it. He's always there with us, even in the smallest things. This time we're going to go with our second prayer warrior, as time is vastly escaping us. We're going to have Sister Lewis take us to the throne of grace. We're going to open up the phone lines now. You must press 1 if you have a special prayer request this morning. That's the way we'll know that you're in the queue. So go ahead, Sister Lewis, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning
okay.
To everyone and all my brothers and sisters. Praise God.
Amen. So we've got the phone lines open. You all go ahead with your prayer request at this time.
Good morning, Grandma Lewis. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my dear heart.
Please pray for my girlfriend, Pam. Satan is really attacking her marriage, and he's attacking her kids, and one of her sons in particular, Zach, is fighting homosexuality tendencies, and all of her kids, my sister Pam and her husband Aaron and her family. Please pray for them. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Sister Lynn, please to pray for our sister Jean that she have a closer walk with the Lord. And I'm pleased to pray for our Trinity Temple Church because today we are going to get a pastor today that we're going to install at Trinity Temple. Pray that he will be a man of God, can neither be bought nor sold. And so that the Lord will enlarge in his territory, that souls will be born for his kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Rosette. I want to pray a special prayer for Sister M, who's going to be having surgery at the end of the month, praying that the you know, special prayer for her and the surgeons and everybody involved in it. And
amen.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Walker and Sister Lois.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Sister Marjorie. I'm just calling for prayer for my family and myself, and also one of my friends one of my friend, Jennifer, her family, she's a friend of mine, Jennifer, and pray for her family, the Thomas family. You know, she passed away last week. And also to say a prayer for my friend Pastor Roll. He lost a son last week also. Mm-hmm. And for all, yes, and also for all the people who lost their loved ones. So please keep us all in prayer. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Okay, we will go with this amount. Praise God. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Praise be to God. What a privilege. What a privilege to come to God in prayer. He has given us this wonderful tool. This wonderful tool that sometimes we take for granted. Prayer is coming in communion with God. Hallelujah this morning. Praise be to God as we come to you this morning. Oh, nothing in our hands we bring, but simple to thy cross we are willing to cling. Naked come to you for dress, we helpless come to you for grace and mercy and pardon, for salvation full and free. We thank you for your salvation, Lord Jesus. You died on the cross to save us from our sins. And here we are this morning looking to you for your strength and your power and your grace. We come to you, Lord. I know you will in no wise cast us out. So in the name of Jesus, could you please, Lord, stand up for us in the most holy place this morning. Stand up for your children. Hallelujah. We have an advocate. We have a high priest. We have a propitiator who was in all points tempted like as we are, but praise be to God, yet without sin. Therefore, we have a God who is opening the book right now and place our names in the book of life. What a wonderful privilege to come to God in prayer and supplication. We come to you, Lord Jesus, this morning for Sister Shannon and her friend Pam. Oh, the old dragon is like a roaring lion trying to attack and devour her marriage, like how he's trying to attack all of us marriage. He hates marriage. He hates marriage because it is God's institution. It is the two institutions that God made when he created us. He got married, Adam and Eve, and then he made the Sabbath. And so the old dragon is after our marriage and after God's holy Sabbath day of rest. But in the name and power of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning to ask you, please have mercy upon Pam and all of us. We pray for Pam's children, her family, in the name of Jesus. Speak to Zach. Speak to him, Lord. Speak to him and help him to realize that homosexuality is from the old dragon. Help him, Lord. Give him your grace and your mercy and your strength so that he will overcome in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for Sister Jean and her request this morning. She wants a closer walk with Jesus, as we all do. That's why we are here. We want a closer walk with Jesus. Take away our sin. Take away our guilt. Take our shame and put on the whole armor of God on us, so that we'll be able to stand, and having done all, to stand in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Trinity Temple Church, who is going to have their new pastor today. Help him, Lord, that he'll be the shepherd. He will be the shepherd. He will lead God's children safely home through pastures green. In the name of Jesus, be with him, that he will stand up for Jesus. Though the heavens fall, he will neither be bought nor sold. He cannot be bought, he cannot be sold, because he's already bought by the Lamb of Jesus Christ. Be with him, Lord, and help Trinity Church to strive and go out and win souls for Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for our dear sister Rosette in the name of Jesus this morning. Help her to stand up, and as you give her the impetus, as you give her the wisdom and the knowledge, the understanding, to continue to give the poems that will touch souls, and souls who were born for your kingdom. She's asking prayer for Sister M, who is going to have surgery at the end of the month. I pray, dear God, that you will be the chief surgeon. You will be the chief circulating nurse. You will be the chief doctor, the chief anesthesiologist. In the name of Jesus, keep away infection from her so that she will recover without any complication. Almighty God, we bring before you Sister Marjorie. In the name of Jesus, surround her with your love as she come to offer prayer for herself and her family. Please be with them. You know their needs. You know everything. Even the hairs on her head are all numbered. And so help us, help her to have faith and confidence in her God. She wants to pray for her friend, Jennifer, and the Thomas family, who have passed away this week. We know, Lord, that it is not easy to have our families pass, but we know that death is not final, because Jesus will come and he will speak the word, and God's children who are dead in Christ shall arise first, and we which are alive shall remain and be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We want to lift up Pastor Rowell. Lord, we miss him. We miss his sweet voice. Be with him in a special way. Cover him with your blood. Draw him close to your bosom. He has lost a friend. Oh, Lord Jesus, comfort his heart and help all of us who have lost loved one. I have lost my loved one too, my dear sister-in-law, my husband's sister. She was more than an in-law. She was like a sister. Sweet, sweet. I met her many, many years before I even met her brother. And so, Lord Jesus, be with her family, her son and her daughter who are left. Be with her husband. Bless him. Bring us all together. And I want to lift up a prayer for Dr. Jesse Walker in the name of Jesus, in the name of the mighty, mighty warrior Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help him, Lord, that he will open his heart wide, wide, wide open, so that the Holy Spirit can lead him and guide him and help him not to give up, not to give up. A failure is not something that we look forward to. But, Lord, these things happen in our lives. These are crucibles. God takes us through crucibles to see what we would do and say if we come up unto failure. But Lord Jesus, we never fail, because Jesus Christ is always beside us, and he's in the crucible with us. So help him to hold on to Jesus. Hold on, hold on, because the darkest hour is not 12 midnight. It's just before dawn. Hallelujah. So praise be to God for all your children who are here this morning. Guide us and keep us. Wash us in your cleansing blood that flows from Calvary. And when you come, save us. Save us all, we pray, in the mighty, wonderful, powerful name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Lewis, as always, thank you for your powerful prayer ministry. As time escapes us, I'm scheduled to do a testimony this morning, you all. I mentioned on last night's programming that I had a testimony. You know, just when you don't think that things can get worse, sometimes they can. And when you're faced with so many challenges, I just have concluded that God has something great for you, that he's not finished with you. Where there's life, there's hope. Well, after going through my depression, I mean, I was really gravely ill the week of receiving the results for the bar exam. I was seriously ill. So my youngest son lives about 40 minutes from me. He and his wife came over to, he tested me for COVID, and I told him, I said, I don't think I have COVID because I don't have the symptoms. But I had gone somewhere that I probably should not have been. In fact, I should not have been there. And it was on Sabbath. This was 2 weeks ago. I was accommodating a friend of mine who had lost her husband 8 years ago, and she was going to one of the colleges for their homecoming. And I knew that I probably should not have gone, but just trying to show some support, love and support, I went with her because she said it brings her ill feelings to know that that's where her and her husband met. And she wanted to see people that she went to college with. So she asked, she actually a friend of mine who is in Florida, but she couldn't go with her. So then the friend suggested that I go with her, and we're all mutual friends. So I did go with her. But upon being there, very few people were wearing masks, but it was an outdoor event. And every other person seemed like they were smoking cigars, and I'm not used to being in that company, and I'm not certainly judging anyone who smokes or do whatever they do, but that just wasn't for me. And even though it was outside, and the Spirit kept telling me, put on your mask or move away from this. But anyway, I tried to show support. So every other person smoking cigars, and this was just affecting my lungs. And then as you step a little further trying to get away from it, they were smoking cigarettes. And again, I'm not judging anybody for your preference, but this was just not for me. And then go a little further, and it's marijuana all over the place. And I asked, I said, is this legal? She said, it's not supposed to, but even police were there, but nobody was being harassed. Well, anyway, I was encompassed in all of this for about 4 to 5 hours and without a mask. And I probably should not have even been there that day. And I should have been praising the Lord because that's my Sabbath time. But trying to show support. Anyway, the very next day, I could barely breathe. I could barely breathe. And I don't know what was going on. And I knew that that had to be it. My lungs were just, I had never experienced this in my life before. And so my son came over. He tested me for COVID. I did not have COVID. And him and his wife put together some things, and I was doing these concoctions that they put together coupled with my own. And within 3 days, I was okay. I was fine. So then I get the news about the bar exam, of course, and then I'm down. But then something else happened. I began to smell a smell inside my house. It was like a fine, fine mist. A nice smell that I could not explain. But it gave me, after being healed from the previous illness that week, I began to have a dry cough, a very dry cough that just would not stop. And I say, something is wrong. But there's a smell in my house that is so fine and thin. Well, of course, I'm new in Georgia, so I'm thinking this is probably the season change here in Georgia. So I would go out. I had gone outside for a couple of days just to walk to smell the air. And they're saying, but this is not how the air is smelling outside. Well, anyway, Wednesday night, after having this smell for several days, the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, it was not a voice. It was the Spirit of God inside of me that compelled me to pick up the phone. It was like, it was as if he just moved me to pick up the phone and said to me, call the emergency gas line. Call the emergency gas line. And I went into my office and looked for the line, and it was right for the number, and it was right there sitting, a bill was on the desk with the emergency gas line. I had no problem finding it. But it's like this spirit. It wasn't a voice. It was a spirit that moved me, and I know that it had to be God. Well, I called, and they were here within 30 minutes. This was late at night. They were here within 30 minutes, and the guy put out his detector, and he said, I don't detect any gas, as soon as he opened the door. And so then he went to the stove, and then it started radiating, and there was a gas leak. Now, I have about three or four different carbon monoxide detectors in this house, and none of them went off. But he said there was a minute gas leak from the pipes outside to my stove inside. And I say, well, why did my alarms go off? He said, it was really minute, but eventually it would have caused you grave danger. And I'm telling you all, I'm telling you, it was the Spirit of God that moved upon me to determine that there was a gas leak. Gas can be a silent killer. I just read stories about a family of four that went to sleep and had a gas leak. They did not wake up. They did not wake up. And listen, I am so grateful to be here this morning because he had to shut my stove down and the regulator, the problem with the regulator, he had to cut my hot water heat off so I could only wash up. Okay, he had to do all of that. And lo and behold, but thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for his grace that we found out that it was a gas leak that could have just taken me out and I wouldn't be able to be here on the show to do God's program. So to all of you all out there, no matter what your challenge is, when God moves your spirit to act, do not repel the Holy Spirit. Because it could be the very thing that saved your life as it did mine. To God be the glory. All right, well, as we continue with our program this morning, I apologize if I've taken too much time, but, you know, when you want to praise God, you just can't stop. This morning we're going to get ready now as we go with our final prayer warrior with Sister Shelly Johnson. Sister Shelly Johnson, we're going to open up the phone line, so if you'll record the names of the people for this final prayer warrior so we can get right into our program to give our speaker her due diligence. We're opening up the program, the phone lines now. Sister Johnson, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay,
you
great.
Happy Sabbath to everyone. And I'm here.
All right, we're opening up the prayer lines now for you all to make your special prayer request now. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Sister George, and I'm asking for prayer for my daughter, Ty. She's been going through some mental challenges, and I'm asking for prayer for her and her well-being and her children to give them the willingness to assist her at this time, and also asking for prayer for myself, for my health and my strength. Thank you.
Is this Sister Joyce?
Yes.
Okay.
Sister dear, this is Sister Jean. I'm asking you to pray for one Lucy and her children. You know, I've been talking to her. I've been witnessing to her. And sometimes it look like she want to. She look like she confused. Please pray that she will make up her mind and to turn over and to serve Jesus in spirit and in truth.
Thank you, sis.
This is Sister Lewis. I want to lift up Sister and Brother Tatiko. They live over there in Arkansas. I went over there some years ago to look for my son. I met her at church, and her boy was about 12 years old. Now he's 20, and he was in the army. And she received a message this week that her son is dead.
Mm.
And they cannot tell her how he died, what happened. So lift up Brother and Sister Tatiko.
This is Sister Jasmine. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please pray for Pastor Nixon, who has cancer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll go ahead with those names, Sister Jasmine. Sister Kelly Johnson.
Okay.
Oh, and also pray for the speaker of the hour, please, Sister Lisa Drakeford, D-R-A-K-E-F-O-R-D. Sister Lisa Drakeford, please pray for the speaker of the hour, that God will use her in a mighty way.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. Okay. Psalm 71 says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked and out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, from my youth. Father, you are holy and you are mighty. You're just, you're faithful. You have no end. Everything is in your hand. You're sovereign. Your mercy has no end. Your love has no end. Your forgiveness has no end. The height and depth we cannot understand. The length, the width we cannot understand. We cannot comprehend you. So in mercy, with your forgiveness, your loving kindness, we come to you this morning, Father, seeking your help, your guidance, your wisdom, seeking your deliverance. Father, we thank you through your Holy Spirit, through our intercessor, Christ Jesus. We complete in his blood. The only blood can save us. The only blood that can deliver us. The only blood that can make us whole. Thank you, Father. Lord, we come to you with some prayer requests that you already know about. Sister Joyce, her daughter Ty, and her mental challenges, and for her children to assist her, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have touched every ailment and every disease there is on this planet before. And Sister Ty's mental challenges, strange to you. So we believe and we trust and we put this matter into your hand. And Father, we give you permission to enter into this case and remedy this case and remedy this problem and change the hearts of these children and give them desire for their mom and compassion. And Lord, we thank you for the healing. And we thank you, dear Jesus, for the salvation and the healing of spirit, mind, and body. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the health and strength of Sister Joyce. Father, continue to bless her and give her prosperity in her body and in her mind and her spirit. And Lord, let the Father, all her desires be brought to you right now. All her needs be satisfied according to your plan in heaven for her life. And Father, Sister Jean is witnessing to someone, Lucille and her children, and there seems to be a middle ground in the valley and cannot come out on the mountain. Father, we pray that you lift her up from the valley. Lift her up from that place of indecision. Let Sister Lucina be put to confusion, Lord, and let her clearly understand. And clearly whatever is hindering her, Father, we pray that you will remove it. Father, that you will take it away. Lord, that you will fix it. That you will put faith where there is fear. and Lord, that she will clearly decide to make a decision for you and for your truth. Lord, Sister Lewis is praying for the Taquito family, Lord, that have lost a son in the military, Father, and there is no answer to why, how, when he died. Lord, this is a mystery. Lord, this is very painful when death has no closure. Lord, we pray, Father, that you will intervene. Intervene, come into these people's heart. Father, be there for them through your Holy Spirit, your holy angels. Comfort them, Lord. Father, we hope and pray that the son, Father, had his heart in the right place. And Lord, that their hope now would be to see their son in that great day. Lord, continue to bless them and keep them. And Father, we pray that their joy, Father, their mourning will turn to joy when you come, and they shall see their son made whole. Thank you, Father, we pray for that situation. And now, Lord God, Sister Jasmine is praying for Pastor Nixon, who has cancer. Lord, we pray, Father, that this man will allow you to correct anything in his life that contributes to this cancer. Father, lifestyle, thought patterns, Father, relationship issues, whatever it is, Father, that can contribute to this situation, I pray, Father, that you would bring it clear, give him clarity, give him the spirit to overcome and to release, and there, Father, and allow you to come in. And Father, Lord, you said that your main purpose is for us to be saved. So, Lord, in all this, help him to be saved. Help him to have confidence and trust in you as to whatever results you will choose for him. Lord, humanly, we choose, Father, to see that person alive and healed and well. Father, your choice overrules ours. So let your will be done in Pastor Nixon's life. Then, Lord Jesus, we're praying, Father, for my church, Houston Central, as they seek a youth pastor. Father, may you send the one that fits their father, the role that he must function in there. Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you will continue to bless the senior pastor, and may they, Father, prosper in their plans, in their decision-making. And Lord, may they realize, Father, that you are walking among the candlesticks. And Lord, if this was left to us, the fire would be out, but you are in charge. You have control of your churches. So, Father, we know that you will find the one that is perfect, the one who you see best for this position. Lord, I also want to pray, especially for Dr. Walker at this time. Lord, we know the devil likes to come and disturb the head. Father, Dr. Walker, we would not have this program if Dr. Walker was not there. Lord, so Satan is trying to remove him so he could, Father, disturb this prayer program. In the name of Jesus today, I unite with my brothers and sisters. One voice, one heart, one motive, one purpose, Father, that dear Jesus, that you will touch him, Father, from the crown of his head to his feet. Lord, that Satan will have nothing. Hold, Father, to come and penetrate his life. And depression, in the name of Jesus, you go, Father. Lord, disappointment, in the name of Jesus, you go. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, for rescuing his life with the gas situation. Go in the name of Jesus. Leave this man alone, this man of God. Do not come nigh. Father, the accusations, Father, he will bring to you. Father, but like Joshua, you have placed a mantle upon him. You have placed, dear Jesus, this purpose on him, Father. And so, as you place your mantle, your righteousness on him, Father, your perfection on him, Lord, we pray, Jesus, that the enemy will flee, because you will stand by the enemy. As he stands, you will stand. You will rise up for your people in these last days. Michael promised to stand for all of us. Also pray, dear Jesus, that you give him continued hope. Lord, whatever your will is concerning this exam, this bar exam, Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you close the door. Close the door if this is not your will. Lord, and if this is your will, open this door just one more time. One more time, Lord, where you want it to be open. Lord, he's focused on D.C. Lord, your focus might be someplace else. So, Father, where you want this to be, let the door be open. And, Lord, if you don't want this to ever be, close the door. Father, I pray that he can accept what your answer is. And, Father, let him not be disappointed in man's test, but, Lord, to know that your test, Father, that he, Father, once he passes your test, Father, all is well with his soul. Thank you, dear Jesus, for continued grace upon him. I also pray, dear Jesus, for the speaker of our sister Drakeford. Father, you know this sister, this daughter of yours. Oh, Lord Jesus, from her mouth, her mind, her heart, her tongue, Lord, loose them in the name of Jesus and put the fire from the altar from on high upon her tongue, upon her mind. And let those words be amplified, and may Jesus let those words be inspired, that when they come to us today, Lord Jesus, they will find a place in our hearts. Send them like the darts, Father, to penetrate us in whichever way you want it to penetrate us. Lord, and let it bring change. Let it bring consolation. Let it bring rebuke. Let it bring correction. Let it bring comfort and wisdom to each of us today. Thank you, Lord, for overseeing this program. Thank you, God, for filling us with your spirit. Thank you, Father, for your holiness and your goodness and your grace. We look forward to seeing you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to all be saved, our family members. And, Father, we pray for those who are struggling against the odds, going with the tide. Lord, I pray, Father, to reverse them. I praise you for my cousin, Lord, who I heard got baptized. Many years of praying, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for him, for Alan today, that you would help him to continue this journey and not look back. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, Sister Shelley Johnson, for such a powerful prayer this morning. Thank all of our prayer warriors and all of those who gave testimonies this morning for their ministry in support of this program. At this time, our speaker of the hour had the pleasure of meeting her just about a month ago at the funeral where I eulogized my niece in North Carolina. It was something about this lady as she was there that just as I was walking to the car and she came and there was something that the spirit just enticed me. And our eyes met up at the same time, and it was like it was something that there was supposed to have been a connection that God puts together. God makes no mistakes. And so I gave her my card, as I gave to several other people after the funeral, and I invited her to listen in on one of the shows. Well, she's been following the show since that time, the various shows. So God impressed upon me as I heard her speak, I say, this woman has a message that she could perhaps deliver on the air. Although our days of worship are different, but we all serve the same God. And I asked her if she would speak this morning on the program. And she didn't even hesitate. And she's, as far as I know, she's not a preacher. But perhaps all of us are ambassadors that we can spread God's word, and that's what he looks at us as. So she comes all the way from North Carolina, where I'm pretty sure it's cold because it's north in the United States, north of where I am in Georgia, and it's quite cold here. She's a mother of two. She just doesn't even want a big accolade of anything, of an introduction. She just wants to let you know that she's a woman of God who's trying to do her part to help somebody towards the kingdom of God. After the music that we will hear this morning, once again, as we're blessed with ministry of music from Sister Jasmine, the next voice that you will hear will be the speaker of the hour, Sister Lisa Drakeford. Hear ye her. Sister Jasmine.
Yes, doctor.
Okay, now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please. I have a special song. Let me just, okay. You may feel down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances that you can get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out. You're going under. God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you. He'll do it again for you. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't he always come through for you? He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again. God knows the things that you're going through and how you are hurting. He understands just how your heart has been broken in two. He's the God of the sun, the star, and the sea. He is your Father. He'll calm the storm. He'll find a way, and he'll fix it for you. He'll do it again for you. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't he always come through for you? He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again. He's still God. He will not fail you. Yes, he's still God. He has not changed. I know he's still God, and he's fighting for you. Just like Daniel, Moses, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he'll do it again for you. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't he always come through for you? He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but God will do it again. You may not know how, you may not know when, but God will do it again.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Melissa Drakeford, and I just want to say, first of all, thank and praise God this morning for being here. I thank and praise God for the Holy Spirit that's leading me and guiding me. I thank and praise God for everything that I've heard on the line this morning. It has definitely enriched my spirit, enriched my soul. And it's just a blessing just to be here. And I also want to thank God for this Sabbath day. And every day is Sabbath because when we praise God, it is an honor and a privilege to be used as one of his vessels in the kingdom of God. I want to thank God for Dr. Jesse for allowing me to have this open platform for him today for the people of God, so the people of God may be edified. And thank him for also just being obedient to the calling that's on his life. And thank each one of you all for being obedient to the calling that's on your life. And the message today that I will be speaking about is, do we use our gifts and our talents to fulfill God's purpose for our life? Yes, we did. And I would like to read scripture out of Romans 8, 38, 39. And it speaks about the confidence that we have. It speaks about the confidence that we have. And it says, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us, not me, but us, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And Hebrews 10:35 says, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Amen. Thanks be to God for his word. And let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come to you today, Lord God, praying and thanking, Lord God, for this great gift, God, that you've given me, Father. God, as I continue to sit here and search out all these gifts, God, that you have in me, Father God, not knowing, God, all that is within me, Father God, that you know all that is within me, God, because you have created me, God, in your image and in your likeness, God. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you'll continue to use me, God, as your vessel, Father, no matter where it may be, Father. Lord God, use me in the marketplace, God, as you always do. God, use me on the highways and the byways, God, as you always do, Father. God, keep me humble. Keep me humble, God. Keep me under the cross, oh God. God, that your people, God, will be edified, Father. God, send me, God, wherever you will send me, God, with the gifts that you have in me, Father. Lord God, to minister, God, to drug addicts, God, to minister, God, to prostitution, God, to minister, Father God, to wayward children, God, to minister to pastors and apostles, God, and evangelists, Father God, to minister, God, to the body of Christ, oh God. God, because we are the kingdom at hand, Father God. And God, we thank you for all the gifts, God. We thank you for all the talents, God, that you place in each and every last one of us, Father God. They will be used for the building of your kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. If you want to know the will of God for your life, we have to use our gifts. Our gifts is without repenting, as in James 1:17, as someone read earlier today. Why would God give us gifts and we do not utilize them? Why would he give us a brain and we do not utilize the brain that he has given each and every last one of us? Sometimes the brain gets foggy. But we must remember that he has given us gifts to use our brain. He gives all of us certain gifts. He gives all of us a certain abilities and talents. And we must be expected to use them in the kingdom of God, especially during this time and during this season. Yes, we are all seeing so much in the world. There is so much going on. We can hardly count all the things that is actually going on in the earth today. But what we do know that we have, because we have accepted and because we have received Christ as our personal Savior, he gives us all those talents, he gives us all those abilities, and he gives us all those talents that we use in the kingdom of God. So it is a special gift to have the responsibility as pastors and leaders for us to utilize the things that God has given us for spiritual warfare, for the group of believers. So my question with you, are you a believer? Are you a believer and are you using the gift that God gave to you? Scripture tells us that if we commit our ways to the Lord, he will establish each and every last one of us. Sometimes we may not want to use the gift. And I heard someone say this morning that someone had a gift for singing to push the gift off, push the gift off, push the gift off. But the gift was given to her, but to edify someone else, to lift up someone else up, to save someone else, to deliver someone else, to draw someone closer to the kingdom of God. Amen. It is a special gift that we can also use for shaping the gospel for the unbelievers in such a way that unbelievers will become disciples of who God is in their life, to get them to understand who they are, to get them to open up those gifts, and many of gifts in so many different boxes and so many different shapes, so many different styles, all of those things. It is a special gift that we can apply for prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and apostles and all those things, that we may interpret God's revelation to give salvation and to let someone know about salvation in every situation that is given, in every situation that we all may face. And it is also a special gift for us who believe in the Word of God and who trust God for our life, that we may develop. We may develop these gifts inside of Him, but you would never know that if you do not never exercise your gifts. Your gifts must be exercised. And sometimes, how you know your gift? You know your gift by people sharing things with you. You know, you're good at this, you're good at that, you're good at this, you're good at that. So what you begin to recognize those gifts that you have in you, and you begin to use them. Yes, sometimes fear will try to choke you. Fear will try to grip the life out of you. But we never should allow anything to separate us from the love of God that's in us and the gifts and the talents that He has given us. God gives us spiritual gifts. He gives us a heart, a passion, abilities, a personality, experience. He shapes us in so many unique ways. When we take the time to figure out how God is shaping our life or how He has shaped our life, He gives us direction in so many ways. So we should continue to ask God to show us the gifts, allow us to use the gifts for His kingdom. Use the gifts for ourselves to help others. How good are we if we have gifts and we do not use them? Our passion for humanity, because that's what it's all, our passion for humanity is at large. We must be in the right place in order for us to use our gifts and not be afraid to use our gifts. All our stories are different. Sometimes a lot of people think gifts are from when we can create things. Those are gifts too. Those are beautiful gifts. But there's nothing more better than having a gift to win in souls. There is nothing more better than to be able to ask God to use, let you be used as one of His vessels. If you have open arms and an open heart and just open up your mouth and ask Him to come into your life. Because first of all, you have life. Life is a gift. Dr. Jesse just said it. Life is a gift, because there was someone this morning that did not wake up. There was someone this morning that thought they were going to wake up. They had all their plans and everything written out, but they did not get up to actually do those plans today. Life is a gift. We should never take anything for granted. Whatever gifts God has given us, we must use them. Experience those gifts. And our gifts will make room for us each and every single day of our lives. Each and every single day. We should never, ever take it for granted at all. Never, ever take it for granted. The gift of responsibility, the gift of discernment that assures us, rather, the gift of discernment assures us the behavior of God and how Satan works and how he moves. Because He's the ruler of the earth. But God gives us mercy, special gifts, to feel exceptional by the Lord Jesus Christ that's in our life. For long suffering, that we devote our time, energy to God in everything that we do, in everything that we say. We have gifts of giving. The gift of giving reaches so. It's so big, the gift of giving. It could be a smile. It could be a simple hello. It could be just a calm spirit. It could just be a hug. It could be something written. It could be anything. Gifts, the gifts of giving. It could be finances. It could be anything. Because God gave his only begotten son, because he gave that to us, that we may be examples and be imitators here in the earth. He gives us gifts of understanding. Those are special gifts. He gives us gifts of leadership, which motivates and direct and inspire God's people in search of which way they should go, that we begin to work together on one accord, work together on one accord. He gives us the gifts of help, that we look into the hill which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. Those are all spiritual gifts, because we're willing to bear the burdens of others. We're willing to bear the burdens of others. And when you're willing to bear the burdens of others, you forget about yourself. You forget about yourself and you think about others. And we can do those things because God has given us that ability to do those things. He's given us so much, and we have to continue to just allow God to use our gifts and to let our gifts make room for us. He's given us the gifts of a spiritual gift of knowledge and for serving. He's given us the gift for wisdom. He's given us the gift for music. He's given us the gift to teach, special gifts, to praise God through various forms of music, to praise God, to follow him. It needs to bring him comfort and counsel and encouragement so that we can feel helped and feel needed for the body of Christ. Special gifts, wisdom for understanding God's will and work for our life as we continue to live here on earth. The gift of serving. The gift of serving to be a witness in the earth for the calling that's on our life. Special desires that he will find in us and that we will find in ourselves as we continue to build the gift of relationship that we have with him. The relationship that we have in him builds our gifts and allow us to open up all those things so that we may know who he is. He will bring people into our life, complete strangers that we've never even heard of, never even seen before, to speak a word in our life and to continue to tell us things. And the confidence that we have and the reassurance that he has, he gives us confirmation for the gifts that we have in us. And we must use the gifts of God for the kingdom of God and for this world. Children are dying every single day. Children are committing suicide every single day from the near ages of 5 years old. Facts. Children are having now to go to school and being afraid there's going to be gunshots or active shooter in their school, or to be given a piece of candy that may hurt them because of drugs. And all these things are going on in this world. So why is it not that we cannot use our gifts? We must use our gifts in order for us to see God's purpose and his talents in our life, utilize those things that's in our life every single day. And I think and I praise God for today, just from actually being here and actually being able to use the gift that he's given to me. And I pray that he will continue to do that as I continue to serve him and as I continue to serve his people with my whole heart. And I truly thank him for that every single day. I'm learning and growing every single day, day by day, moment by moment, minute by minute. I'm learning every single day. For we are God's handiwork, created in Jesus Christ to do good work, to do a good work for him, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. The word of God's handiwork is so powerful in us, so powerful in us. And I'm so excited for this season in my life, and I hope you are excited with me for this season in your life, that God would just do some extraordinary things in your life, whatever you've been praying for, whatever you've been seeking God for, whatever you've been asking God for, whatever you have been prostrating, laying and building a relationship with God, that he may open up doors for you, that you begin to see, that he may begin to just pour you out of blessings that you will not have room enough to receive. But in order for you to know that, you have to build a relationship and use your gifts and use your talents. So we have to use our brain, we have to read the word of God, and we have to focus on our gifts, focus on our talents, and keep our commitment to God, who is truly the head of our life. Amen. So at this time, I just want to say thank you so much for having me today. I hope that you have enjoyed the word of God, and I hope you have enjoyed what I've said, and I hope that you would take your gifts and take your talents, if not search for them, stir them up and find them, and begin to allow God to use you with the gift that he has given you. Amen, and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Dre Ford, for that word, letting us know that if we can, if we don't use our gifts, God has given each and every one of us talents and special gifts to for his purpose and his glory. And so we have to learn to use them for that, for his purpose. And so it's very important. And thank you for reminding us that, you know, there's some uncovered gifts that we may think that we don't have, but yes, we do have. You know, people are constantly, you know, asking you to pray. That may be a gift of prayer that you have. You know, if you have a beautiful voice, and just, you know, just don't keep it to yourself. You got to use it. If you don't use it, you'll lose it, you know. So thank you so much for that word. And we will definitely continue to, you know, along this journey to go to heaven, to be able to use our gift to glorify God. And at this time, I would like to thank everyone that has come on the line for taking the time out and waking up this morning and just to worship with us and to glorify God and to, you know, hear his word. I want you to go ahead and mark your calendar to November 5th. It's about 2 weeks from now, for our International Divine Intervention Day program. Make sure you do that. Make sure you not only come with by yourself, but, you know, invite someone else. Invite someone else. Let them know it's a blessing, you know, waking up on Sabbath mornings and receiving God's word. And if anyone that is interested in participating in our program, please feel free to contact our staff members, Ms. Woodbury, Ms. Lewis, Dr. Walker, or myself. You know, we'd love to have you. I tell you, every time we have a program and we're putting the program together, I'm amazed how when we, you know, on Sabbath morning, how it just comes together, and God has blessed, you know, everyone that has a part to take on that program, and it just comes together. So remember just to always invite others. There's also other shows on Thursday night and Friday night. That's on 7 to 8 p.m. Also, you're welcome to come on those as well. At this time, we're going to have our benediction from Brother Foot. Brother Foot, if you're still on, can you please give us our benediction? Are you on? All right. If he's not, go ahead and do the benediction.
Amen. My benediction.
Brother Foot, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, go ahead and give us our benediction, please.
Amen. Let us pray. Loving Lord, Father, our God, we give a praise and thanks this morning once more, time, Lord. Lord, as we pray for each and everyone in need, for your feelings, your presence today, may you wrap your loving arms around those who need your touch. Fill that empty space, Lord, in our heart. Thank you, Lord, for showing us that you will protect us and guide us through the day, Lord. We thank you for the holy day Sabbath at first, Lord. Lord, we will never leave, you will never leave us or forsake us, Lord. Thank you for covering us with your precious blood and comfort us, Lord. With peace surpass our understanding. We give all the praise, the glory, and honor. Your name is worthy of our praises, Lord. In your loving, wonderful, and precious name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you all, and have a blessed Sabbath day. This concludes our program. And the speaker and everyone. God bless you all. Keep safe. Keep well, everyone. Thank you for all your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister
Walker. This
yes,
is Sister Shadi Johnson. The Holy Spirit reminded me that I read something a couple years ago about Abraham Lincoln, that he failed college 5 times, but he never gave up. And then, as history tells us, he became one of the presidents of the United States of America. So I want to encourage you not to give up and not to give in. And let the will of God be exalted in your life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
That. Thank you for that. God bless all of you all.
God bless you. Don't give up. Hang on in there, Dr. Walker. Awesome.
Never give up. Jesus is coming. Oh, it's the darkest just before dawn. Never give up. Jesus is coming. Oh, never give up. Keep holding on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Be encouraged, Dr. Walker. God bless you.